Hello and welcome into the Sora Data Show. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Sora Rare, joined today by Keith Jameson, Gator Guy 231, to talk about super rares. As Keith, I was warning Keith, I'm like, Keith, there's already some whale talk in the chat. And he was like, hey, yesterday was for beginners. Today is for super rares.
Advanced course.
Just skipping the middle here. Thank you to everybody for coming in. Looks like Bob Franklin, Casper, and Toby, who says, sounds like whales, first in. Bob Franklin demoralized that I was unable to set my midweek lineups after having a problem with the lineup screen for only Sora football. Rivals, MLB, NBA, all working. Anyone else have this problem? At least it's kind of a dead midweek.
Kind of. Unless you had really good lineups. And,
I'm sure they were terrible. Although Bob has like collections up the wazoo, so he'll probably have something. But anyway, Tuggy, what's up? Philly Dilly, not sure if it's actual question or rhetorical. For what it's worth, super rare requires much lower scores on a per card basis than rare. Better contests, in my opinion. We'll get into that. Nils, geesh, 50 minutes early and not even a top five. Gotta get in here. Kev Hurd, what's up? Brones finally catching one live. What's up? That's right. This is pre-Champions League podcast. Thank you to everybody for coming in. Before that, we're going to be done by kickoff. Don't worry. Keith's got places to go. Peter, podium that like button. I wish I could track that because I will give more credit for the first three people who liked the video than the first three in the chat. So thank you for that. Skosmo, thank you for coming in. What do you have to say? Sora have to gamble on their product and put the money up front. It was once a premium game and the scarcity drove card prices, which drove reward values up. Scarcity diluted. You have a quarter. Oh, it's 1 of 4. Sorry. That's funny that I read it that way. They have to incentivize users / the economy with premium prizes once again, now with cash due to the lower prizes. Either it works and stimulates the economy and they return the investment, risk on investment, or it doesn't work and the platform is doomed regardless. Better to take the risk sooner, such as August, than later, another year of procrastination and hoping things just improve. The money on offer at Super Rare and Unique is just not enough. If it's just a game, people will play Limited or Rivals for low cost. If it still holds an investment aspect, then it needs to incentivize risk. Shout out to Skosmo for realizing that was going to take up 4 screens in the chat, unless you went back and edited it. But I don't even know if you could do that. So
can we make one little joke at Skosmo's expense? I set the betting line at like plus 100, that gamble would be in his first 5 words. And sure enough, right there, number 4. It's true.
You got him. So, Turkey, what percentage of active players actually play in the super rare level? I have no idea off the top of my head, but we should figure that out. I'm not going to do that during the show, though. Surface to air missile. What is up? Oh, Skosmo's still going. Super rare / unique and limited / rare, are completely different games and ecosystems. They've never been treated as so by So Rare, and it's always been a mistake. Scarcity isn't there to replicate the card reward system in super rare as it is in rare and limited. It was always the issue in the old model, will always remain an issue until they recognize it's different. That's actually a really good point. Mm-hmm. And it feels like we have that conversation over and over and over again. Super rare and unique is just a different game. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Sora Holland, what's up? Agent Cooper, because it's got the word super in it. I agree with Skosmo, though. So rare needs to entice people by having huge cash prizes in super rare. Risky, yes, but higher super rare card auction prices should make it sustainable. I actually don't even think they need to be that big. We'll get into that. So Legendary, what's up? Dream of Bolivian, I play just for fun. The profit train has left long ago. And apparently rewards are 10 to 15 minutes late. So you guys don't even have to worry about opening your rewards while listening. Major NFT, what's up? KB97 is looking for a comfortable Bayern win. And Agent Cooper is an Aston Villa fan begs to differ about the dead man.
Ooh, I like that.
My apologies.
Comfortable and Bayern, by the way, don't go together.
What don't?
Comfortable and Bayern.
Yeah, for real. This is so rare gambling, as Skosmo like to say, not Skosmo gambling. So very, very different.
That's corner kicks. That's corner kicks.
Yeah, right. Nixon said, I've never owned a single super rare. I only moved into rare recently, but we'll still be watching to keep the streak alive. Thank you for that. I think it's a conversation that everybody should listen to, at least just to hear us whine about super rares. Just kidding. I'm just, there's a little, I mean, there's like a little.
Oh, don't worry. Honestly, there's going to be plenty of rare talk too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, there will be a ton.
Yes.
There will be a ton. Trust me. Major NFT said, I once had fun in super until my starting goalkeeper lost his starting spot, which is definitely an issue. Yeah, Joe P said, the issue with super rare is that they are just impossible to sell. If you ever want to sell your gallery, good luck getting even 50% of what you paid for them, which is definitely part of an issue. I actually find, and we'll get into this maybe not even later, I actually find the almost unsellable rewards to be worse, like a worse outcome than the card that you bought and then now can't sell for 50%.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, like your 17-year-old DC United kid.
Right. And it's like, so you win a super rare reward. I don't win many of them. And then I win one, and it's not that the card is unsellable, but it becomes sellable at a price that doesn't seem worth it. And so you're just like, oh, great. So now I have this blue card that I'm not going to use. And so that's kind of like the tricky part of it. Skosmo said that they're impossible to sell because there's no demand, because there's a lack of financial incentive to step up to higher stakes, which there's definitely part of that. Yeah.
To me, that's very much like nail on the head.
The only thing that gets me about specifically super rare rewards is not every super rare is playable. And I'm not saying that like every rare is playable, but it feels like because the number of super rares that they can reward, it feels like there should be a greater emphasis on rewarding playable cards. And that's obviously not their priority. Like, they were talking about this in the Sora Argentina Discord earlier today. I wasn't able to like keep going. Surfula was there talking about it. And it just, he made a point, actually he was talking to us about it as well, that like 2 months ago in Champion America Super Rare, like the rewards were better than they are today. And that shouldn't be the case because we were supposed to have some sort of improvement. And there's just a lot of like, hopefully they get Super Rares right in the future. And man, have I heard that for 3 years.
Yeah.
So why do we play Super Rare, Keith?
Well, your answer what did I bring this up to you and Surf on Sunday? And your immediate response, I think, is like the correct response, but also not, which is, well, you go to Super Rare because you have less competition. And something was put in chat earlier. You have less higher need of score. You can take one bad score and still be okay. But one bad score will make you not like on a podium. And is it really worth it after that?
It's starting to not feel worth it. And I'm going to push back on this comment from Tuggy here. He said, you just got to accept that taking a haircut on a reward is still profit. It's less about the percentage that you're getting of like last sale or whatever it is, or you think the reward was worth whatever amount and you're like, I can't even sell it for half that. The problem is actually the absolute amount of money that you're getting, like the absolute cash value, that is so low that you're like, me buying all of these super rares does not make this reward worth it. And there are just too many of those and too many people who are experiencing that of, why did I buy these cards when I could get the rare equivalent of a lot of these rewards? We talk about like super rare multiples and prices. Some of them are like 2x. And like a super rare shouldn't be twice as much as a rare. But when you have these players who like never play, like nobody wants these cards.
Well, and it becomes a conversation at that point too. If you're playing super rares, it's like a twofold thing. Either A, you maybe have the gallery that you can wait on a guy, and that getting $35, you're just kind of like, it's not really changing situations for me right now. Or you go, hey, I don't have a lot of depth in my super rare gallery, but this guy could actually be depth, and I can't get another guy for $30. So let me just sit on him. So I think that's like a reality in the supermarket market too. It's like, yes, like Tuggy said, it's still profit, but it just becomes, well, I guess it becomes like a fear aspect. You go, okay, this guy I got, your 17-year-old center back. So do you remember me? We had the first little pod we did was Surf. He traded Moise Bombito. Do you remember that name?
Yes.
Surf, I'm sorry. Go to Moise Bombito on Sora Data and look at the score chart.
Ooh, is he smashing?
He's really good.
In fairness, I thought he gave that up in like a deal for somebody very good.
He did. But it was also like, I'm not going to use this guy.
Very good.
Very might be hard, but the fact that he plays for the Rapids and is putting up those scores.
I mean, that, but playing for the Rapids isn't changing.
No, well, I mean, don't go too fast. The Rapids are kind of showing a little bit of life, especially at home, my homies. But let's see what he did. Bombito.
So we got it for Shaqiri, basically.
I will tell you, Jader, it's not O'Brien. It looks O'Brien. He's showing, like, I think he scored like twice this weekend and he's had like three or four goals called off too. He's actually a bit of a player. So that deal probably worked out okay. But my point was, like, I remember the first super rare auction. Go to him again. What was the first super rare auction? Look at that. 3 months ago, if you were early on him, $54, $46. Okay. So let's just say, like, in Tuggy's world, you sell her a word like that for, if it's not on the auction block, maybe on the secondary market, maybe you get 30, 40 bucks. You think that's maybe fair to say? You're not going to get a lot of activity. You might get a low ball offer and you have to make a decision like, hey, do I just want to go ahead and take, as Tuggy said, take profit because it's a reward. I paid zero, so it's all profit. But now, all of a sudden, that's a pretty useful card. Like, he can get, hey, man, corner goals all count. Corner. Yeah, Skaza says. As I say, too, right? And you correlate your Georgi Mihailovic with him, and, you know. But
thank you for using Cole Bassett in that example.
I say all that, though. That's a guy, not even a couple months ago, we would have said maybe he's a dead card. Maybe he's starting, maybe he's not. Now he's a locked-in U23 starting center back that actually can score for – dude, that score chart is better than Thiago Martins.
I'm not doubting him. I go back to mine.
I know, but okay, so we're probably didn't do a good job of circling back to the point of this. The point I was saying, though, is your guy is like 17 and is actually considered a bit of a prospect. So, like, you're going, what if he becomes in a year Bombito at 18 or 19? And you're like, do I really want to sell him for 25 bucks now? And by the time this guy gets good, now I'm going to pay 250 for him. That didn't seem all that great.
It's also like only part of the outcome. The other is that he never plays and he ends up in USL.
Right. So you have to decide like that, but that's the problem with super rare is it does kind of force you in this risk tolerance game that maybe in rares, you just don't have to worry about because you want a guy like that and you see him coming on the up, there's going to be plenty of him on the market. You can just go swipe one up before it gets too bad. That's not the case in super rare. So you have this element that you have to like figure out what you want to do with a card, like a shit card, for lack of a better term, like a card that doesn't seem to have any utility. You have to kind of make these decisions that, hey, do I want to take the money and then put it into something and start the snowball effect, hopefully, or do I just want to sit on it forever? I just don't think you have to do that in rare.
And by the time you sit on it, there'll be 12 more super rares out there.
Right.
If not 30 more. Did catch up on the chat here. Fling Fong says, as someone who solely plays super rare, unfortunately, they will focus on buffing up the divisions where most play to build up the player base. Once that's done, super rare can maybe breathe, which...
This just popped in my head. Had not thought about this moment, so if it sucks, just everybody just kick me off, but... Do you think maybe the answer in part is there shouldn't be three divisions?
What do you mean?
We have obviously Division One, Division Two, Division Three, and Super Rare.
As opposed to one or six?
Two.
Oh.
It's not like there's a ton of cards, and you give a little bit more depth in the prizes. You're able to get more on top because you're not having to provide for Division Three.
Yeah, I feel like they're... That just kind of... what's the phrase? What is the phrase? Reorganizes the deck chairs on the Titanic? Is that what it is? It's not reorganized. Like, moves the chair... Whatever it is. Yeah, I don't think that does anything.
Okay.
Just like, it's the same number of rewards still.
Right, but... Okay, like, so the crux of the problem. So maybe we should just go in the crux of, like, what brought up the topic for me was... And I got opted out of it, but I got... let me tell you the right thing so I'm actually saying it correctly. I, this past game week, got... I was sitting in seventh in Challenger End Season Super Rare.
What division?
It was Division Two. And I was making 0.02 ETH. Fine, I guess. Not really, but whatever. And then I was, has really gone now, but I was sitting in fourth in Division Two Contender Limited, making more. That was like the crux of where this issue really started for me. And just looking through, it's like, wait. I'm only a couple, I'm not even podium, and I'm making more money in limited than super rare with cards that cost fractions of what super rare did. And that just the image alone, it doesn't look right.
I think one of the... That's one of the things that they were trying to tackle with this new prize pool. And I'll be honest, I haven't looked at the ones because it just opened for this weekend. So I don't know if they've like fixed it basically, but it does feel like there's a lot of like comparisons of like limited to super rare, rare to limited. And you're just like, that just doesn't seem right that you finish higher here or you're in this higher scarcity. And I feel like the pushback on the super rare thing is always like, well, you didn't score as many points because you didn't have to go against as many people.
Right.
And the one thing that people kind of ignore is one of the reasons scores are not as high in super rare is because there are not as many cards. Like you're not going to have all of the combinations to get the super scores you can get in rare and limited. Like it's not because it's easier. It's literally because there just aren't as many players that can score those points.
Well,
and
you know, I was like, I know Peter's here with the chat. Peter, congrats to him. What was it? Limited Challenger. I think he won. According to him, I didn't look through the buys. According to him, did some strategic homie buyings to make sure the lineup was good. And kudos to him. He won it. You know, I don't know who he picked up. I mean, he had like Lucho at home, which was a smash spot.
Some of the Gala guys, yeah.
Had some of the Galaga, which that was away, messy. But you can't.
You had to put that in.
What's that, man?
You know, I was like, he had some Galaga guys. You were like, you're right. They were away.
I mean, it was a rough weekend for my brand. I did well with Hamburger away. Gala just killed Challenger away. Mm-hmm. Messi's home everywhere. So we're just not going to.
Yeah, that's true.
Consider that. Specifically New England. But, I'm trying to think of what my train of thought was. Oh, you just can't do that, though, in Super Rare. Like, I've tried to plug a hole here and there in Super Rare for a matchup. If a guy's in a good matchup, he doesn't get listed for a good price on the market. The first one's like, oh, I've been waiting for this moment to actually sell my shit Super Rare. You're going to pay if you want this AAA matchup, you know? So, but in Rare, you don't have to worry about that limit. You don't have to worry about, you know, they're fluid. Like, you want a Brooks Lennon rare for this weekend's home matchup. I don't even know who they're playing, but there's at home. Let's just say they're home for Colorado. You're like, that seems like a great spot for Brooks Lennon. You want a rare or limited? You go. You're going to be end up being paying a market price. You're not going to get screwed. And on the super rare side, somebody will go, oh, you want my Brooks Lennon? That'll be $1,000, sir. Like, no, his last one sold for $200. They're like, yep. And nobody else is selling one. what you want to do about it, right?
I don't want to call it spiteful nature of selling super rares is just amazing to me, but you nailed it.
But like, all the super rares have been through all the time, they're like, yeah, screw you. I remember what the card cost me.
Speaking of Peter, he had this comment earlier, and doubly speaking of Peter, you may see him on this channel one day in the anyway. He said limited and rare rewards. I always struggle trying to say rare rewards, like anyway, are more so based on value. I don't think it doesn't feel like that works with super rare and unique because sales happen so infrequently. It feels like those should be rewarded based on L15. There's no reason to not just base them on limited and rare multiples with some sort of efficient, some sort of correction based on how many cards are out there.
That's a good
like
point.
If it's the third super rare versus the 35th super rare, like.
But I mean, we've seen it forever. What was the one? I want to say it was Chani got some random. It was like a Fire Nord guy or somebody that was just like filling in at wing for a win 1 week because his number one mint sold for a ton because it was the first ever super rare of this young prospect. And it shot him up to being like a T1 versus, 2 weeks later, he's a T3. Like that's the stuff that happens in super rare reward pools that we don't really see, I don't think, as frequently in the other scarcities.
To this day, I will complain about my Nicholas Madsen tier two because
he's one of the more productive cards in your gallery.
he's suspended now, but yeah, it turned out to be okay. I like that card more than the Bruno I won, to be honest. But that was a situation where I got the 1 of 10,
right?
And they rewarded it before even the 1 of 100 had been auctioned. And it was like, how did you even get this guy in a pool, let alone in a tier pool, let alone where it was? Anyway. Agent Cooper said, hypothetical question, if 1 million new users joined SoRare today, which scarcity would see the biggest increase in card prices? Probably not super rare, right? I just can't see their prices going up anytime. I think 1 million new users would have a positive effect on super rares. I'm just going to go out on a limb. Just going to go out on a limb and say that.
But I think you could immediately take that and go, but if you made the prize poodles to reflect the premium you have to pay and you go, oh man, if I want to make money, if I want to like earn more, look at those prizes versus look at these. I think that's where it's done. Cause here's just the reality of it. And I don't know all the numbers, but when they first announced the cash rewards, when we first saw the amounts, my initial instinct when I saw like unique, which I don't play, and super rare rewards at the top, and it was like $2,000 or $3,000 was, that's it.
When they announced the new stuff?
Yeah, like way back when I saw it. And when you start scaling it all back and you see the money that they have to outlay and everything, you're like, okay, it actually makes sense. But I'm still looking at the screen. I'm the consumer. I'm not too worried as the consumer how SoRare pays their bills. I'm in this for me. And I look at the screen and I go, that does not impress me or make me yearn to go in there.
So I think it's actually very simple of why you feel that way. That on the rare and limited level, if you win like the most that you can win, whatever competition you're playing, in Division One, in season, the top prize pays for your lineup.
Yes.
And it does
multiples,
not.
And multiples sometimes.
So, exactly. It does not in super rare and unique.
Exactly.
The reason. So you're like, you have to win a lot.
This $3,000 card in my lineup, and the most I can win is $2,000.
Right. And that's one card, not right. Five.
That's I don't know where it ended. I just randomly was pulling up auctions today, and David Raya's super rare was about to go, and it was about at 1 ETH. It was like 0.97 ETH. So David Raya's super rare, $3,000. And what's the prize for first place Premier League Division One super rare? I can look that up.
Raya closed at $2,884. Although someone got one. Call
it $3,000? Can we just call it $3,000?
Sure. Well, somebody who paid almost $3,800. Oh, Tom C. A month ago.
Okay, my Premier League lineups are way too shitty for me to see.
What I can't even see. I can't even see three. Actually, hold on. If you here we go. I got it here. If you add team, it works.
Okay.
So in season Premier League,
top prize.
Yeah, $3,000.
Okay, so it barely pays Uriah.
Yeah.
And you still have four of
to win. To win that contest, I'm guessing Raya is probably not your most expensive card.
Right. You have a Bruno, you have a Saka, you have a De Bruyne, you have.
What, just check Pranksy's gallery. So that's what you have.
Right. But you're not, but you literally said it exactly. I think that's the mental hurdle when you look at those prizes. Now you can be a tactical person like Sean, or probably a lot of the guys that have put a lot of money and have big galleries. You know, I'm assuming like Nianzo is like this too, where they're going, okay, I'm going to spend $12,000 on these cards and my expected value return based on what I know in the historical is 25,000. Sure, I'm going to do that. Somebody that doesn't have the time to put all those things out, I'm like, hold on, Yahtzee, I hit the nuts. And my $7,000 lineup returned $3,000. I don't know if it's going to do that well anymore. Well, shit. Like, this doesn't look good. And let's be real, too. I talk a lot about so rare time. Most of us don't live in a world like this. I don't know about you. How the hell is the season not over yet? I feel like the season started like 5 years ago. Does it not feel that way?
And also feels like it's been ending for 3 months.
Right? Like, we've been like moved on. Like, it is freaking long.
Yeah.
So you're telling me I need to wait till the final week to decide if this all paid off? No, dude, I've listed that card 13 different times by this time, trying to get out of it.
Trying to get out, yeah. To go back on one of your points earlier, Philly Daily was saying fewer divisions makes lower tier super rares less valuable, which I think is technically right.
It is, but it also, I think they suck right now as it is.
I think that's what it is. They go from just being really bad to like really, really bad, to use a technical term. Let's see. Hold on. There was a conversation here. So basically the chat is talking about how, actually, before we get into that, Aman said, sorry, I'm late, but do you think 400 plus points should guarantee a card in limited rare? No.
Can I just elaborate on that too? Because I just want to make a point of that. Points alone doesn't matter. It's all just relative to whatever he drops. If you have 90 guys score 100 in a week, it's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's all just relative to what people score. So,
yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to catch up here. Limited. Brun said, total cash reward should in theory be the same across rare and super rare with roughly 10 times rare cards out there. Super rare should then be valued roughly 10 times in rare. So that came, the reward thing came, that idea, the first I heard it was from Nashy when he was on with me and Black.
Yeah.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. Yep.
Which I get. But I don't know. Sorry, there was one specifically that I was looking for. Skosmo said he's actually considered dropping down from super rare to rare a bit. And this is Skosmo who dropped down from unique to super rare. But as someone mentioned earlier, super rare at this stage is a bet on so rare as a platform, which I'm holding on to. I think you could argue that
it's... And we've been making that bet for like 3.5
that's
years.
That's what I mean, yeah. They're going to... I mean, we're still here. Fling Flong said, yes, but you're 10 times more likely to win in super rare than rare, which is, yeah. Brun said that logic is very flawed, though. It's also 10 times more competition and 10 times harder to win in super rare compared to rare, which again is like, it doesn't work.
I think doing any of these multiples for like, it's that much easier to win. Like I can give you the path to winning in almost any division, but it also requires you to not have a constraint on your wallet.
And or just the
times is hard.
Not even just a constraint on your wallet. It could be just a constraint on the cards that you can get. If everybody wants Lionel Messi super rare, not everyone else can have them then. Like it's in rare, there are enough people that you can get one. And in super rare, it just doesn't always work that way.
Yep.
KB said it's more likely the same people that win the contest more frequently than in limited and rare. So it adds up quicker. You win limited rare once in your lifetime if you're lucky. So this is actually an interesting point because it's like not to call out, I'm not calling him out, but like not to like point to Pranksy with all of this, because like Pranksy's the one that looks like they're just winning all the time. But with that kind of gallery, you are more likely to win all the time, which mm-hmm. makes it harder for other people who do not have that gallery to win. And right. it's more like you're in limited and rare, you're battling against the masses. Whereas in super rare and unique, you're battling against the bigger wallets. And yep. there are just not enough cards sometimes to catch up.
No, I think it's a good point, but the problem is not for the 1%, the Pranksy, Nanzo, lesser extent Sean type of galleries like that have these alpha cards. It's for everybody else that wants to go into there. Like the super rare and unique markets can't stand alone by themselves off of a small number of users. Like ultimately for them to keep expanding and to do well, we need more people to be incentivized to come up here. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think? Or am I being like too short-sighted in my thoughts? Like at some point, Pranksy doesn't need more super rares. He's gonna stop buying them.
Right. Sorry, people were just pointing out.
Yeah, about the Kimmich unique. It's pretty cool.
What contest was that? It was not in the seniors. I noticed that.
Yeah, I'm very curious about Haber one. I hope it's.
Oh yeah. Champion Classic. Oh, it was just Champion Classic. D1.
Wow.
That's huge. That's absurd.
It's wild.
I don't want to spoil Haber's.
No. Everybody can go watch Haber's stream of his reward.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Get him some views. Haber does amazing content. So.
So Grim says you have more chances to win that $3,000 that you do in limited, where a player will be lucky to win $400 price once a season. I don't agree. I really don't agree that it's easier to win $3,000 in champion in season super rare division one than it is in limited. Like I'm not saying it is harder, but I don't think it's, I think both of them are equally unlikely.
I mean,
in our lifetime,
there's math, probably mathematical and like statistical basis to what he's saying. But what doesn't get encountered there is just the flipping risk. Like you have to, like in super, and what I think this is maybe what I'm not doing a good job of explaining, but you got to like go somewhat, put your balls on the table and go, here's $6,000 or $7,000 or whatever multiple of thousands of dollars it is that I'm going to set down on this team. And it can't be five players because of what somebody said earlier, your goalkeeper, inevitably, if you go the cheap route, gets benched and you need others. So you can't just have five players. We know that that doesn't work. You need a little bit more than that. So you've got to put these thousands of dollars on the table. You have to go, I know my cards, if I did not spend $10,000, $15,000, are not good, as good as Pranksy and Sean and Nanzo and all these guys. So you're saying I'm competing against less, so it's easier for me to win the $3,000. But I had to take a huge ton of risk to do that versus I can go into limited and go buy the best guys, you know, or the best collection type of, however you want to phrase it, for significantly less or same as rare. So to me, the element, like when I click to buy a super rare, I always just like a gulp. There's not like a splurge super rare buy. The closest I ever have had to that was a Ricky Pooch that I thought came on the market. It was done, and I had already missed two others and had been moaning on it for like 4 days, right? But you know, you just don't go, oh my god, and insta buy super rares. And I'm assuming it's even worse on the unique level.
I wouldn't even know.
Actually, I did insta buy one time ever, and it was when Reynoso last year was coming back. And there was a couple.
Oh, yeah. Super,
I did insta buy that one.
Yeah. That wasn't appropriately priced. That's why.
Yeah, because it was priced as what we have now with Reynoso, which he's a nightmare of a. He's a fantastic player, but it seems like there is something not quite right with that guy. That he does not either like to play football or does not want to. It just doesn't seem like he likes to play football that much, does it?
It's really funny to see this conversation in the chat. So like, Brone says, I think you way underestimate how hard it is to place well in limited and rare compared to super rares. Whereas Skosmo is like, I think you underestimate how hard it is just to place well in super rare in general. All levels of the game are difficult now. The difference is limited and rare has a good return versus cost ratio compared to super rare. I think that's the point.
Yes.
Nowhere is it easy to win.
No. But it's so much easier limited and rares to get the right players to put yourself in the position to win. Exactly. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I can get Gil. I can get Messi. Like, I'm going to go MLS because that's, like, where I'm best suited. I can get Gil. I can get Messi. I have all these guys in my gallery, and they weren't hard to obtain. But, you know, I want to go do a Gil, Messi, Lucho Acosta, Kai Wagner, super rare lineup. Not only are they potentially hard to get for prices that seem, we were talking about multiples, prices that seem correct on the multiples, like they're so rarely priced correctly that you can go obtain them. And then if you actually want to, you're still talking about this huge outlay of cash. And then you go, okay, so what am I about to spend this $10,000 of cash for? Oh, to win $3,000. I don't know if I want to do that.
Right.
I want my 1 week to pay it off because that's what happens in rare and limited.
So I think what I keep going back to on this is because everyone's like, well, sorry, Brones was the one who said it. Brones said, I think super rares are reasonably priced compared to what prizes are at the moment. But that kind of like goes back to what I was saying before that like, you need to win multiple times in super rare to win your money back. And you don't need to do that in the lower levels. And you can make the argument it's like harder to win below, but also more people win. Like I almost find like it's easier to grind that money back in limited and rare than it is in super rare. And so
it just
like
takes the one, because it's that Yahtzee element. It just takes that one.
But even if it's not one, let's call it four. Winning four times in super rare is really, really hard. Yeah. Meaning like what was the number? Like hundreds of people can win like something in in-season competitions in limited. Hold on. Let me, what is this? So like 100 people in division one, or let me go to division two, cause that's bigger. Premier League division two, 160 people win like something, 90 people in division three. You go to the super rare ones and it's like, four. Like so few people win.
Well, and that was Surf's point too, is that like, you know, in some of these midweeks, it's like two or three rewards sometimes are all that's up for to get.
So you're just like, super rare Premier League this weekend in season. Division one.
Weekend or week?
Weekend. This upcoming weekend.
Okay.
Division one, three prizes. Division two, six prizes. Division three, three prizes. Literally 12 people are going to win something.
So I wanted to respond to one more on that too. KB97 at 236. Super rare is not hard. It's just more costly. If we assume an unlimited amount of money, it's easier to win super rare than limited. One... As somebody that's been grinding this for a year and a half and not like a super budget, it's really hard because unlimited money doesn't exist. Like for most of us here. What's that, Franksy, said?
Franksy disagrees.
Yeah, except for one to two players on the platform. If you're just going at it with like a fixed budget, which it may have even been high enough to start, even with where the prices are at. Unless it's the fact that you have to keep replacing bullshit that happens. Like, Laird, how many fucking, pardon my French, I got animated for a second. How many super rares did you have injured last week?
Oh.
your facial expression is all that's needed there. Like, Laird, like,
literally, like 15 or 20.
And, like, they're like
playable cards.
And they're guys that you were relying on in lineups. They're not like these random backups. They're all starters. They're all people a lot of times that you bought for a specific purpose. You can't replace 15 to 20 guys. You can barely replace five. The price point, like, that's like, I think the hardest part. Like, more often than not, we buy these guys in super rares that we've researched and we've decided there's a reason to buy them, you know, or we convince ourselves into thinking that they fix some sort of problem in our gallery. Mm-hmm. It's not, you can't just snap replace these guys. It just doesn't work. Or you settle and you, because you needed it, then you make a bigger mistake buying a guy just as a filler. And it's just this thing over and over again, because mm-hmm. to get the right guy, it just costs so much more than you probably are comfortable with. You're like, no, no, the dude I liked and I felt great about that just got hurt was $400. And now the only guy comparable that can replace him is like $800. You're like, I haven't recouped my $400. Mm-hmm. And now they're asking me to spend $800.
I want to go back to this KB line though, this like, I agree with this. If we assume unlimited money, limited is harder than super rare. Absolutely. Sure. Unlimited money is not the conversation. Like, that's not, it's not real.
Right.
Like, the whole point of this game is to use a certain amount of money to accomplish, to be successful enough and get more of it. But this like concept of like, like, I don't even want to talk about it. It's just not, it does, that is just not an argument. Like, we know that finishing first place in a contest that requires you to score the most points is easier when there are 100 people competing than 10,000. Like, that's not for debate. You guys win that one. But that's not what we're playing here. It's not just take whatever cards you want all the time. And like, that's the point. And so when you get to the super rare level where there are a significantly fewer number of cards in play, and a significant decrease in rewards versus the others, why are we here? Like, that's what you're battling. It's not the, is it easier to win? Because everything is just smaller. So yes, there are fewer people competing. It also means that there are fewer opportunities to get the cards that you may want. Like, is there a single limited card ever on the platform that cannot be obtained right now?
There's not one limited card that you would want to obtain that only has one on the market either. There's a lot on the market.
Sure, sure. And so that's sort of the point, that particularly on the unique, and I'm not saying you can't, but even on the super rare level, there are certain cards that are just always priced so absurdly high that they're basically not on the market.
Yep.
And so the idea that like, oh, just buy that card and then you can win, it that doesn't work.
No. So I kind of want to shift. We have about 15 minutes. I kind of want to shift this into rare. Grim transitions perfectly for me at 242. If you can't afford to play in super rare competitively, then that's a you issue, surely. Step down and be more competitive at a lower scarcity.
I'm glad we got there. You finally.
Yeah. I'm considering it, Grim. Because, Larry, I'm gonna state that I want you to react.
Sure.
I'm sitting, so I did okay in super rare this weekend. I had a really good sweat in rare. I already have really good rare cards in my gallery. I kind of talked about this with last week with Laird and Surf. I like looking at matchups and going, I think this is a complete and utter smash spot for this guy. I want him in my lineup, in my really good lineup with my other couple of smash spots. I feel like there's some inefficiency right now in the market in rare and limited that you can go put those guys together. And because it only takes one win to sometimes recoup a big amount of the whole lineup price, if not more than the lineup's cost, that kind of sounds more attractive than continuously trying to fill these holes and gaps and use up all my budget on super rare where I'm not feeling like I'm going to get paid my return right away.
So why are we
because we've been told for the longest time we all like, I think, you know, I know the progression thing is always like a point of conversation, but some of us are just like strung or like made where we just want to keep going, moving up. It just feels cool to move up. It feels cool to buy a super rare. It really does, or did. Or maybe it can be.
No, I think it's as simple as that's like we play this game wanting to compete at the highest level we think we can compete. And for us, at least, that's super rare. I mean, success is another story. But like we know that we're not going in thinking we can win something every game week. Right. Whereas I think if we had our budget and we played rare and super or limited and rare, we would expect to win every single game week.
Like literally win a card or win cash every week if we could just pick our lineup, but then really all caps compete more often than right now. Like I don't feel I'm all caps competing in super rare week to week.
Same.
I sit there and I go, so all the cards fall their way. Maybe I can get a card. It's not like maybe I can win a win. Maybe I can get a card.
Yeah, I don't want to confuse the I want the best card, so I'm gonna go play rare because I can afford the rares. But the like winning super rares is really fun. It doesn't really happen often for me. I don't think I've ever won a good one like that I was excited about immediately. Like looking at Madsen's probably the best super rare I've ever won. And I was absolutely fucking furious. Apologies for swearing, but that's literally how angry I was. And like chasing that is fun for me. And so I think this whole like don't play super rare, like that's like I'm striving to win as high as possible. That's how I like to play this game. And so, like, that's why I keep playing super rare and why I keep thinking that, like, 1 week when I hit it finally, like, I'll win something really cool. That's why I do it.
Oh, Laird, you just kind of ruined me with your incredible point. You just made me look at the super. I thought I was, I know I'm not competing big compete, but I'm like, oh, I've won. Surely I won some good cards. I think the best card I've ever won is Dominic Baumgartner.
It's a great card.
And I got these second.
These are all the super rares I've ever won.
I don't think you've ever won a good super rare that like literally Madsen's your best. You know what's funny? Arnie Mayer is actually half decent right now. And you were furious about that too, if I recall.
No, I wasn't furious. I was cap 220. There was no, is he really good? I don't even know.
I mean, he takes all the sets for Augsburg, who's not that good, but he does okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this shows super rare. The fact that that graph we were just looking at, we were going, okay, that's not bad. That just shows too, because the level of player that you accept as acceptable or playable in super rare is the bar is so much lower because it's just so hard to get the guys.
Yeah. Danny Raba, it wasn't zero. I was going to say, I don't think he had a single green score when I won him, but he must have had a few.
But that's the earlier point of the show too, that you feel like compelled to hold on to these guys longer in case they actually do start producing.
Yeah. Like it was, he had a few greens, never more than 70.
I love chat right now trying to make you feel better about the bullshit that you've won. They're like, Laird, it's not that bad. And I'm looking at that. I'm like, I know football pretty well. And that's a pile of shit right there.
Yeah. For those of you who are like, oh, Marino's good. This was literally game week, 120 game weeks ago, 160 game weeks ago. And I sold it. That was actually a great sale. I loved that one. But yeah, this is it. I've been on the platform since November 2020. And these are all the super rares I've ever won.
Right. So back to that point. So what are we doing?
We're trying to figure out why
I love KB. Bart Newcamp scored 100 not that long ago, Laird. Wasn't that long?
Yeah, I mean,
he scored 100 when Nicholas Madsen, Laird's best super they ever won, got a surprise DNP because.
So Haber's here. Hello, Haber. Did you see what he won?
I did not. I was trying to say, Bert, I've been trying to push people to your YouTube channel and get you some views.
Oh, Peter calls me out here. The priority was never, no. Super. No. I didn't play. You're a good point. Good point.
Great.
Did not play super rare. I didn't, when I first started, I played like, yeah, rare pro to win. Ben Cooks, Cilic is terrible. See, now we're talking. Now we're on the, where was he?
Yeah.
Was the tier four.
Haber, I did not see. You can put
it okay, in chat. So Haber was hoping to win Messi. I'll give you a little like you can get. He was hoping to win Messi. He did not win Messi. But he won somebody who plays with Messi.
Suarez. That's like
you think
that's
Suarez is hard.
Congrats, Haber. But when you say Messi and then you go to Suarez, that's a star.
He was, yeah.
That's a star? Are you sure about that? He's no Robert Taylor.
So a few people have brought this up, and I actually, not both in chat here and somewhere else. Do you think that they should bring back Rare Pro?
I mean, I'm the wrong person to ask that. Of course they should. It's a fantastic tournament.
I was saying that to somebody that the Rare Pro, Haber said he wasn't a star until they changed the prize pool at 8 this morning. the weird thing about Rare Pro and Rare Plus, wherever, is the, sorry, ZM Stars cut me off here. Look at those super rares you've won, then look in the mirror and ask yourself, is this what you want from your life? No, I want better prizes in Super Rare. Anyway, the weird thing about the reason why Rare Plus Pro doesn't work right now is winning scarcity below. And that the game just like it's never, I don't think they ever want to do that again. Like you're using Super Rares to win rares. Right. The only other thing that I thought of, if they ever did it again, and I don't think they're going to, I think they need to require 2 Super Rares.
Right, not the whole bullshit of let me just play it with more Nagar.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, you know, that's...
Just yeah. Ended me.
God, that was so good. That was so good. So, I'm not joking when I say this. I really want to just focus on Rare.
That's okay.
But I can't get out.
That's the problem. Somebody mentioned that before. Who was it? Agent Cooper, maybe? Was like, I would love to do that, but I can't get out on my super rares.
Reflection moment, too. I still remember, I haven't talked to the guy in forever. There's a guy I was like talking with, I knew from DFS, that was playing on So Rare. What
happened? BitHorse just got past.
Ooh, congrats. The opposite of gross. But when we were like really, we were really rocking on So Rare, crazy valuations, you know, paying one ETH for rares. I remember the guy was like,
we paid way more than one ETH for rare ski.
you didn't need to do that. You didn't need to do that. But I now remember this is sticking in my head. I need somebody to convince me that this is not going to happen. I remember him going, so I can have a choice. I can play good to decent rares and try to grind out thresholds, grind out the things. Or, it was right before the crash, I can go fully into limiteds. I think I paid like a 1 ETH for Joshua Kimmich limited. Like, I can go just buy all the best players. I can take this balance of guys and go over there and have the best lineups. And I was like, I can't argue with that. And I'm just, I didn't pay that much under that. But like, that's what's going through my head right now as I like debate this, because we are only going up in mints. Are we getting closer to rares being limited?
I think, firstly, imagine actually paying for a Carlos Heel. But anyway, I think one of the one of the things that we completely ignored early on in limiteds was truly how much
it was going to scale up.
It was going to scale, and that the that it would become much harder to win because there would be so many more players, so many more cards that you could get. And so that idea of like, yeah, I just want to have all the best cards. And it's like, okay, but it's not going to guarantee you winning. And right. So.
But I feel like.
Like you're about to make the same mistake then. Yeah. Like you just said, if rares become limited and you're like, boy, remember that idiot who did, you know.
So the answer is you just, so is the answer become you just tread water and super rares, take what you can get and then do your real focus on rares? Well.
No, I think you sell all your rares and buy super rares.
That just sounds like misery.
It really does.
Oh my God. Really? So I'll
make one of the bot percentages on super rares.
No, bots 0%. Just say, no. Bots response if we had like a, if the bot could respond to you. It's just GF.
Yeah.
Go to Uniques. Jesus. Thank God. Remember when you were thinking about Uniques? Pedro Santos Unique?
Yeah, for Cap 240. I still don't think that was a bad idea. Skosmo did it, and I was like, you know what? I think you're onto something here. If they had guaranteed that Threshold was staying, I would have Uniques right now.
Right. Pedro Santos unique, and you'd be
thrilled. I would have a Pedro Santos unique right now. Mikel Doolin. He's played 18 minutes since I had that idea 9 months ago.
Your unique gallery would be we thought your super rare wins were sad. Just wait till you see what Laird actually spent money on when unique.
Yeah.
So rare saved you, man.
While also having this as my unique, as my reward. Yeah.
But hey, boxes.
Yeah, I got to open my boxes. We'll get there. Keith has to go, and I feel like I did want to be Tony Watt.
Yeah. So as you've asked many times on this stream, so did we answer the question?
No. Well, I think the answer was like we like playing for blue things.
They are pretty. They're
really pretty. And so yeah, now that they've massively nerfed super rare boxes. Yeah.
Don't tell me that. I didn't know that.
Well, now that they it was one of those really great things, like phenomenal marketing here where they were like, "Hey, if you get promoted, you win a box." And we're like, "That sounds great." And they were like, "By the way, half the people are going to get you promoted now."
Gotcha.
Agent Cooper, I feel like Mikel Doolin has been discussed more on these streams than probably anywhere else in his actual life. Maybe. Next season is my time. That'll happen. Anyway, thank you everybody for coming in. Plenty of comments, I'm sure. Please leave them in the comments below. Feel free to reach out to either of us on Twitter. I'm at Andrew M. Laird. Keith's at GatorGuy231. And everyone just enjoy playing where you are, and good luck out there.